This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. Of course, if you paid attention to the news at all in the last year or so, you've probably heard some speculation about whether or not there's going to be a recession coming. And whether or not that's true, there are a lot of people that are concerned about that and a lot of people that have to plan for that, especially here in Michigan on the city and town level.
Absolutely. But let's start sort of with a statewide perspective of this and sort of what the state legislature has been doing. Some different economists that I've spoken with have said that the state has kind of set itself up pretty good in the event that there is a recession. They've put a lot of money aside. They've been very conscious of growing that rainy day fund. So they're probably in good shape. Where people start to get concerned is when we start to talk about those local governments and the municipalities. There's a lot of wonkiness that we could get into here. And in fact, if you want to hear more about this, you can listen to my conversation with Lansing Mayor Andy Shore in the podcast version of this episode. But what Lansing Mayor Andy Shore had to say was that the cities have been getting less and less from the state over the years. So really, it has become incumbent upon them to start preparing for a recession now and to really start to think about how are we going to weather this type of storm.
All of a sudden, the economy drops, the market crashes, whatever it is that creates the recession. And now you have people who are out of work, who are not paying taxes, and you have less revenues coming into the city, and the revenues drop significantly so that you can't afford, you know, the budget. And we have to have a balanced budget, so you have to make changes on spending or, God forbid, layoffs. And any of that is very difficult, and then it's not like it comes back the next year and you can rehire people the next year. You have to build that back over a series of 5, 6, 7 years.
And Shayna, I imagine that local officials are especially concerned about this and have high anxiety because a lot of towns and cities are still getting over the last recession. And it's because of the way that our state finances work and our state constitution limits revenue to cities and especially property taxes going back up after home values drop that they are still recovering from 2008-2009. Another recession could be going right back to where they were before.
And that's part of the reason why it's important that we start talking about this now. One of the reasons is that if there is a recession, it's going to impact really every single person in this state. You really can't run from it. And the other reason, too, is that, as Mayor Shore said, when it comes to recessions, it's really just a part of a state's economic cycle. We have good times, and then sometimes you're going to have bad times. And right now, what cities and municipalities like Shore's City Lansing are trying to do is to figure out the best ways to ensure that if there is a recession, that it has the least impact as possible. So this is really something that you have to be thinking about well in advance.
So one thing a lot of local governments are doing is trying to really plan ahead with budgeting. In fact, some local governments even do 3-year budgeting, planning 3 years into the future with their finances, which fascinates me, Shayna, personally, because honestly, I don't even have a plan for what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight.